In this video, we will talk about how to recommend a course as a growth pathway. In Life Coach Ministry Practice, courses can be helpful tools for Christian formation. A course can give structure, language, reflection, scripture, and practical steps. It can also give the person something to work through between coaching conversations, but a course should never be used as a quick fix. A life coach minister should not say, "Just take this course and everything will be fine." That is too simple. People are embodied souls. Their struggles may include spiritual, relational, emotional, physical, family, financial, historical, and practical realities. A course may help, but it may not be the only help needed. So when a life coach minister recommends a course, the recommendation should be fitting, consent-based, and followed up. The first step is to listen carefully. What is the person actually bringing? Are they struggling with anger, shame, marriage tension, confidence, aging, parent stress, university pressure, calling confusion, family conflict, spiritual dryness, fear, practical disorder? Do not recommend the first course that comes to mind. Listen long enough to understand the need. The second step is to discern fit. A course is helpful when it matches the person's actual situation. If someone says, "I keep exploding at my wife and children, and afterward I feel terrible," the anger reset course may be a fitting pathway. If a student is preparing for university and needs Christian worldview strength, Faith Ready may be helpful. If a family is struggling with aging parents, caregiving, honor, boundaries, and end-of-life concerns, Aging with Honor may provide wise structure. The third step is to ask permission. A life coach minister might say, "Would you be open to considering a course that fits what you are describing? I know of a Christian formation course that may help you work through this with scripture and practical reflection. Would you like to hear about it?" Permission matters because life coach ministry is not about pressure. It is about helping the person take faithful steps before God. The fourth step is to explain the fit. Do not merely name the course. Explain why it may help. For example, "Because you described repeated anger, regret, and relational damage, I think anger reset may help you slow down, understand your anger patterns, bring them before God, and practice new responses." That is better than simply saying, "Take anger reset." The fifth step is to make the assignment small and realistic. A person who is overwhelmed may not need 5 courses. They may need 1 lesson, 1 reading, 1 reflection question, or 1 next step. A helpful phrase is, "Would you be willing to complete the first lesson and write down 1 thing God shows you?" The sixth step is to plan follow-up. The life coach minister might ask, "What stood out to you? What convicted you? What encouraged you? What is 1 practice you want to try this week? Did the course reveal any area where you need more support?" This is where course-based formation becomes ministry. The course gives content. The coaching conversation helps the person apply it. What not to do? Do not recommend a course before listening. Do not shame someone into taking a course. Do not use a course as a substitute for care. Do not assign too much too quickly. Do not act as though a course replaces pastoral care, counseling, medical care, legal help, financial counsel, or crisis support when those are needed. And do not make completion the only measure of growth. Courses are tools. They are not saviors. A course recommendation should feel like an invitation, not a command. It should sound like care, not pressure. It should help the person say, "This gives me a next step I can actually take." That is how to recommend a course as a growth pathway.